Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hello everyone to the second lesson of the Bhagavad Gita. Now this lesson is really important. It's about embracing the imperfection of life. Now I hope you realize this, that life isn't perfect. And the Gita tells us that it is really important that you perform your own duties imperfectly than to go and master someone else's duty perfectly. What does that mean? It's a bit confusing, right? Now, here is an analogy. Life is like fire and our activities are like the smoke. Just like smoke surrounds the fire, imperfection will always surround your life. That doesn't mean you shouldn't go out there and do what you're meant to do because it might turn out to be imperfect. Again, the Gita tells us nothing in this universe is perfect. Instead, we should accept all those imperfections that we have, which is a natural part of life, and still go out there and do everything that we want to do to the best of our abilities. It's about this entire concept of accepting imperfection in the most common things in life. Abraham Maslow, a psychologist who studied high individuals, like he said that there is no perfect human being. Even remarkable people in the world, they have their own flaws. And the best thing is that it doesn't really affect their way to greatness. There's this poem called Humi, and he said that there should be war against imperfection, because acknowledging that we have imperfections is the first way to growth. So I hope the next time you really screw up, you don't still go out there or complain. Accept the imperfections, because that will lead you to grow in your authentic self. It frees away all this fear of judgment, because now you know that even if you did your best, it might not be perfect. And honestly, I find this to be a completely win-win situation. So here's a game plan that you can bring into your life. Step one is actually reflecting on your actions. Take some time to reflect on your actions that you might be thinking they're perfect, and accept it if it's not going the way you want it to be. Then set realistic goals. Aim for progress. Don't aim for perfection. Set goals that can actually be achieved, and you know you can do that multiple number of times. Then practice self-compassion. Ask yourself, did you make mistakes? Now, everyone makes mistakes. Did you use those mistakes to learn and grow? That's the most important part. And then celebrate. This is what I don't find a lot of people do. Celebrate. Acknowledge your achievements. Celebrate. No matter how small they are, they will help you to move forward. Remember, life isn't perfect and we will never be perfect. That's your lesson for today.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.